busy parshas on Monday.
It's true. Zakta Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us Amar Rav Papa Haiman Deshada Pisa Ladikla VaAsar Tamri Chayiv Shtayim Achas Mishum Tolesh VaAchas Mishum Mefarek. Basically, if I throw a clod of dirt to a date tree and then some dates come down, so I'm chayiv both for tolesh. Apparently, tolesh is taking the dates or the cluster of dates off the tree, and the other chayiv is mishum mefarek, which is also going to be chayiv, but we'll have to discuss exactly what mefarek means. Rav Ashi says apparently that you're not chayiv at all in this case because ein derech telisha b'kach ve'ein derech prika b'kach. Right? Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Now, when we say that there's a chiyuv of mefarek, so Tosfos over here quotes from Rashi that mefarek means mefarek ha-ilan mimasa'o, which means that the tree was laden with fruits beforehand, and if I'm undoing the laden tree, if I'm getting those fruits off of the tree, so according to Rashi, that is mifarik. Now this is the way Tosfos quotes Rashi. However, if you look at the way Rashi quotes Rashi, and this is a ha'ara that the Sfas Emes and others make, Rashi's Rashi is a little different than Tosfos' Rashi. Rashi writes that mifarik means that you are mifarik tevua mishibaleha. Lashon porek min hachamar. That I get the tevua off of the stalks. And then he quotes that the Tshuva Reb Meshulam Gaon says that mifarik is mifarik timurim min hamachbedos. I get the timurim, the date, off of the date holders. Basically, if you've ever seen a date tree, you have a tall tree, a relatively tall tree, then you have these big clusters of dates that come down, and there are branches that hold on to those clusters of dates, no? Those branches are really hardened lulavim. The lulav that we use on Sukkot is a baby holder of those clusters. So Rashi, according to Rashi, is saying that you're mefarik the tumarim in hamachbedos, that you're getting the dates off of the branches that hold those dates, which is a little different than Tosfos' Rashi, that says that you are getting that you're unloading a tree. According to Tosfos, the Yesod mefarik is making the tree empty, but according to Rashi, the Yesod mefarik is I get the dates off of the tree. Now the Tosfos Harash by us, the Tosfos Harash quotes Rashi the way we have Rashi, no? Tosfos Harash quotes Rashi that you're mefarik tamar min hamach beidos, and Tosfos Harash asks, v'lo nihira delo domi ledosh. Apparently Tosfos is bothered by the same kasha. If you read the end of our Tosfos carefully, he's basically bothered, like, according to Rashi, if the malacha of mefarik, which is similar to dosh, is that you get these dates off of their holder, that's not similar to dosh. Because dosh means I have a grain, and the grain is contained in some sort of shell, and I break that shell open to get the grain out. That's really dosh. What we have over here is not really dosh, and Tosfos Harash's entire kasha is a little dummy la dosh, which is the same as our kasha, the same as what Tosfos is asking in his Rashi, because Tosfos at the end, he says, after he quotes the Abeinu Shmuel, he says, oh, it's like dosh, because you mefarik the tevua min hashibolas. It's like dosh, that you get the tevua from the shibolas, the cover. So effectively, the question is it dome to dosh? So let's chazer. According to Rashi, mefarik means I get the dates off of the branch. Tosfos says mefarik means I get the dates off of the tree.
Frech tais vis on both perushim. Tais and tais are rosh on both perushim. Ay, it's not doma to dosh. So therefore, Tosis comes up with a new explanation, an explanation of Rabbeinu Shmua, the Rashbam, that dates have a klipa ha'elyona. Dates have like an outer shell, and when you are makya the tamarim, you are getting that klipa ha'elyona off of the tamarim. Good? That's what Tosis says. There's a problem. Habayahi, that, and the Shvisas HaShabbos notes this. It's very funny. Shvisas HaShabbos writes that I spoke to an expert in the growing of dates who lives in Bavel, because that's where dates come from. The Shvisas HaShabbos is East European, no? So he says, I spoke to this person who saw the way dates grow, and they pointed out that dates don't have an outer shell. Now this is a very strong kasha. It's like a kasha that's totally against the Matthias. In other words, Tosis quotes that the Rashbam has a new pshat in Mefarik, a different pshat than Rashi has. It's a fact, the Shvi'is HaShabbos, but it's not true. It's not true because there's no outer shell on top of dates. Did any of you ever see an outer shell on top of dates? No. Good. No, because it's not there. Right? That's the kasha that the Rashbam. That's the question that the Achrayim ask on this Rashbam. So, the Egle Tal in Sifkot and Gimel comes along.
Wait, go back a second.
What?
Go back.
What's
it been seen Rashi and how Tosfos is Rashi?
So I think our Rashi is saying that when I get the date off the branch that holds the date. The way Tosfos quotes Rashi, the Pshat in Mefarik is that now the tree is empty. Now that she doesn't have fruit. It's a difference on what the focus is. Is the focus the branch that used to hold the dates? Or is the focus the entire tree? What?
It could be a difference in the CS. Let's say you knock off the entire holder at once. It's still attached to the holder like the cluster.
Correct.
Right?
No, it's all enough. So I don't get that.
Well, in other words, if I have this big bunch of lots of dates, and I knock that bunch of lots of dates off, so now the tree is empty. The tree has no more dates. But the dates are still attached to this cluster of dates, to the machbedos. Right? According to Rashi, that is not mefarik, because mefarik means I get the dates off of the machbedos. According to Tosfos Rashi, that would be mefarik, because now the tree is empty. Right? That's Shalom's point. Which is correct. Right? So then Tosfos quotes, he says, oh, I have a new pshat, the pshat of the Rashbam. That the Rashbam says that the farik means I get this outer klipa off of the dates. That there ain't no outer klipa on dates. Yes?
Sorry. Rashi, how is he different? This is almost exactly like Tolesh, right? Just taking the dates off the tree.
Correct. It's very similar. And apparently, you see, for Rashi, it's easier. For Rashi, basically, there are two stages.
Right.
Right? There's the Tolesh stage, that the Tamarim come off of the tree, or the wood comes off of the... the wood with all of these fruits comes off the tree. That's stage one. And then there's stage two when it comes off of the machbedos. Right? So it's two stages. According to Tosfos' Rashi, it's all happening at one time. By the way, if Tolesh is a tolda of Kotzer, and Kotzer requires Zomer Vitzarech La'etzim, right? So over here, I don't need the wood that came off. Right? If it's a two-stage process, the way Rashi says it, how could I possibly be chayiv? But even so, I mean, yes, it's not pruning, but how can I be chayiv for anything resembling kotzer if I don't need the eitzim?
Okay.
Right? Elamai, well, I need the tamarim. But out the tamarim, it still is attached to the machbedos. So now, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam
that what I'm doing is I am removing this klipa from the tumarim. Nishalat hasha'ila that there ain't no such thing. So what are we going to say? Comes along the Igleital and Sifkatin Gimel. Igleital says, you know what? There is such a thing. There is a cover on top of dates when the dates are very baby. You have tiny little dates, apparently. Again, I need an expert. I need someone who works with this stuff. Shimmy, but you got the stuff on the west side, no?
Firing for dummies.
You have firing? So look it up in Firing for Dummies. What do dates look like? Apparently, Zuck the Igleital, that there is a klipa on the dates, right when they are tiny baby dates. Problem, says the Shvisas HaShavis there, baby dates have a different name. Baby dates have a name in Halacha called Kufri, not Tumarim. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells me, if I steal some Tumarim, I can't return Kufri to you. No? They're different things. So the Shvisas HaShavis says he doesn't like the parish of the Rashbam at all. Rather, Rashi has to be correct. Okay? The reason to reject the Rashbam is that Rashi is correct. Now, if Rashi is correct, so we have a few problems. Problem one, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Ches, they quote a din that appears in the Gemara in Chulin about Ilan Shenifshach. Ilan Shenifshach is, if I have a tree, and the branch of that tree got all, it's the equivalent of like having an arm that's gangrenous. The branch of the tree loses its entire life. So it's a dead branch. Zuck the Gemara, Zuck the Shulchan Aruch, from Shin Lamed Vav Sifches, that if I am toilish the peros from that Ilan Shenifshach, that's permitted. That's what the Rambam writes from Shin Lamed Vav Sifches. How can that be permitted? The Chaura, that should be exactly the Malacha of Mepharik.
We also Kotzer according to the third.
Could also be Kotzer according to the number three, because I am separating it from the thing that I grew up. So this din of Ilan Shenifsha is a very troubling din. Very troubling. More than that, if Rashi is correct, that you can violate the malacha of Mefarik by removing the tumarim from the machbedos, by removing the dates from the branches that hold the dates. So l'cha'ira, I should have no heter to eat grapes on Shabbos. Did anyone ever eat grapes on Shabbos? Grapes come on these tiny little branches, no? Called, you get a cluster of grapes. And you pull off a grape and you eat it. How am I allowed to eat grapes on Shabbos? L'cha'ura, that should be what we would call mefarik, because I'm removing the grapes from the little cluster, and that should be the real answer. That's the shayla that we have to ask l'halacha, right? Even though the cluster of grapes came off of the vine beforehand, but right now when I pull the grape off of that little green holder wood-like thingamajinga, right? Or brown holder wood-like thingamajinga, when I pull it off, what I'm really doing is mefarik! And the chaira, that should be a very serious avera. It should be usher to eat grapes on Shabbos. No? So what's the answer?
You pull it off,
So, the Igleital has a kula. He says that it's mutter lachol miyat. Just like the malacha borer is mutter to eat it right away, no? I'm allowed to, mashal, eat a piece of fish on Shabbos that has bones in the fish because it's derech achila. It's not borer. Borer is if you do it beforehand. But if I do it right when I'm eating, it's mutter, no?
What?
Borer? Well, borer is mutter right before I eat, correct? Right? Even to take psalm some ocha in terms of, am I allowed to, let's say, peel an orange?
But that's a different story. That's the extra thing I'm out there. That's
okay.
It's like the bones, you don't
it might be possible, I guess, to pull up your grapes beforehand,
But the acharonim, the egley tal over here says that it's going to be mudr because you're taking it off right before you eat. And in his opinion, the kula that we have by borer, that it's mudr for achila miyad, should apply by mefarek / dosh as well. That's what the egley tal says. Other svarim say different mahalchem. Other svarim say the Aruch Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein in that Tshuva and Simin Kuf Chaf Hei says that the Isser of Dosh, Mefarig, is when I take the fruit off of something that it's not supposed to be on. But when I have my grapes which are on there, there has to be some term for that, like, thing that holds the grape. The cluster. I take, huh? The stem. I take my grape off my science, technology, engineering, and math, right? So then what I'm doing is that's not the malacha of, that's not the malacha of mefarik or dosh, because it's supposed to remain there until right before I eat. That's the way people usually do it. It's very similar to the egley tal, but it's basically saying that maybe there's no heter of derech achila if it's something that ordinarily is removed beforehand. Over here it's mutter because ordinarily it stays there until right before I eat. B'yesod hadavar, and let's give another kula. The other kula is found in the Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan comes along and tells me that in his opinion, there's a heter because I'm taking one grape at a time. If I do more than one grape at a time, it would be usser. Now, sometimes people want to eat grapes, no? So if you want to pull up a bunch of, right, you want to show your prowess at grape removal. So you take your hand and you like rip them all off the cluster. So in that situation, according to the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, it's going to be usser. The heter is only to do it one at a time. Now, all of these kulas seem to be getting in the same direction. This is a point that Rabbi Ribiat makes in his book, Dosh Ha'ara number 24. Rabbi Ribiat points out that the malacha of Dosh is a malacha avoda shebesada. Certain malachos are done at home. Bishol I do at home. I don't cook in the field. But malachos like Zoreya and Chayresh and Kotzer, those are malachos shebesada. Zok Rabbi Ribiat, the Hesber of Moshe Feinstein, and the Hesber, presumably the Aruch HaShulchan, is all on the same lines. It's that where the Isser of Dosh or Mefarik is when I do something that's ordinarily done to Sadeh. But if I do it in the way it's normally done to Bayis, that's not the Malacha at all. That's what he says. Okay. Not bad. Not bad. That's the Hesber of Rabbi Ribiat. Now, some suggest that the heter is based on the fact that rive grapes are plucked off from their seed, their stem, right? That's the word, from their stem right before I eat it. Because if I want to say this svara, that this is called malacha shebebayis as opposed to malacha shebesada, it has to be that this is the normal way of de-graping, right? And that would only be true if rove grapes are eaten that way. Now, if this is the case, so the egley tal in sifkatim beis and in sifkatim yud aleph raises the question, what about in places where you have lots of wine? In those places, I can't say that rove of the grapes are used for eating, and it's an avodah shebebayis. Because when you make wine, you do this declustering of the grapes when it's in the sada still, no? And then you put the grapes in the gat, and then you press them, and you make it into wine. So l'cha'ora, it's going to be difficult to say this approach. So some say, well, it depends on rove. I thought maybe it depends on a different thing. I thought, again, you have to ask experts on viticulture, but my understanding is that eating grapes are different cheftas of grapes than wine grapes, no? The experts on grape
on viticulture, we'll call it viticulture. The experts on viticulture tell me, there's someone in my show a number of years ago, he actually was Nifter, a guy, Tokayer, he lived in Teaneck, he was Nifter a few years ago, he was going for a doctorate in viticulture. He moved out to Sacramento, California, he wanted to learn how to produce grapes, that was his thing. So, the experts in grape producing, I think, will tell you that it's a different cheftza of grapes. Now, okay, maybe, Kensein, I don't know. If it's a different cheftza of grapes, obviously, then it could be mutter, because rave of eating grapes are obviously de-stemmed right before you eat them. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer has the following approach, though, which I think is very interesting. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's start a step back. We had a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. How come you chayav b'shem mefarik? So Rashi says, the way we have our Rashi, that mefarik means I take the tamarim off of the machbedos. And Taisus quotes in the Rashbam that the tamarim are mechusa. They're covered with the klipa. The Shvisas of Shabbos explains that really Rashi and Taisus are arguing fundamentally about the malacha of dosh. Does the malacha of dosh mean that I remove something from an area where it is surrounded? Or does the malacha of dosh mean I remove something that is lechubar but not surrounded? No, the way Tosis quotes in the Rashbam, the malacha of dosh is only if I remove something when it's surrounded. And that l'cha'ora would bring us to the next Taisus, the Gemara in Sadi Hey that Taisus quotes, about cholev. Milk is surrounded when it's in the udder. The milk is inside, it's totally encapsulated. According to the Pirush of the Rashbam, there's a great similarity between the forms of dosh. In both cases, you have some oichel that is surrounded. And by tevua also, the ochel, the kernel, is surrounded by the chaff. So that is going to be dosh. It's surrounded. Rashi, in explaining Rav Papa, is telling me, you know what? Lo mi baya, if it's surrounded, that there's an iser of dosh. But even if it's attached, even if the psolas and the ochel are connected to each other, does his eichet dosh? Right, to translate for everyone besides our yeshivish fellow, that's also dosh. Right? If I take it off, because dosh doesn't have to be surrounded. The Prima Godin, in his Hakdama to the Malacha of dosh, raises this question. Is dosh only when it's surrounded, or is dosh even when it's attached, not surrounded? Etc. Im kainam hadavarim. So now let's go on to the Hemsheikh HaGemara.
It's an example of something that is surrounded but not attached.
Surrounded but not attached. Again, there are certain type of, let's say, peanuts. A peanut, is inside the shell.
Right.
It's surrounded. It's not mamish attached,
right.
No?
Right.
Because
right.
you can use it like as a rattle. Right? A peanut goes rattles around and around. It makes noise.
Right.
Huh?
Milk also in the udder is surrounded and not attached.
Milk in the udder is of course surrounded and not attached as well. Yeah, correct. Peanuts, milk, all these things. We'll have to talk about peanuts. Everything that we're saying about grapes might apply to peanuts. But comes along Rabbi Willig, and he writes in his Sefer on page Kuf Chaf Ches, going up to Kuf Chaf Ches as follows. Let's go into the Gemara. Rabbi Papa says, I'm Chayim Shtayim, Mishum Toleish and Mishum Befarik. Rabbi Ashi disagrees with Rabbi Papa. Rabbi Ashi says, no, I'm not Chayim, because it's not Derech Tlisha Bekap, and it's not Derech Mefarik Bekap. No? What does that mean? What does Rav Ashi mean? So Rashi learns that it's not derech
B'kach, because in this case, I'm taking a clod of dirt and I'm practicing my pitching and I'm throwing it and it's knocking it off the tree, etc. And that's not the normal way to do toilesh. The normal way to do toilesh, Zakt Rashi, is b'yad or b'kli. But if it's not b'yad or b'kli, I'm going to be potter. So that's what Rav Ashi is saying, according to Rashi's Hesber. Good? Now, comes along the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes says, you know what? I'm not sure that that's the right shot. He doesn't really explain exactly what he means. But Rabbi Wallach fills it in. Rabbi Wallach says, maybe Rav Ashi means something in Gansan different. Maybe what's going on over here is like this. Rav Papa had a pitch that I can violate Toilesh and Mefarek on dates. Comes along Rav Ashi and he says, no, Ein Derech Mefarek Bekach. Right? We'll skip Toilesh. Maybe Toilesh is the same as Rav Ashi says because I'm throwing it. But Ein Derech Mefarek Bekach perhaps means because what? Because Mefarek told that the dosh is only when it is encapsulated, surrounded. If it's just attached and not surrounded, dos haste nisht Mefarek. Right? Mefarek is when it is surrounded. But Rav Ashi says, Ein Derech Mefarek Bekach, because it's not surrounded. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Willie, perhaps we have a hesber for this Ramah in Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Ches. The Ramah says, I'm allowed to pull my fruit off of this Ilan Shanifsha. We ask the Kasha, what do you mean? Isn't that the Isser? Isn't that Mefarek? You know what the answer is? No! Mefarek is only when it's surrounded, encapsulated. But if it's attached and not encapsulated, that's not Mefarek. And if that's the case, right? In other words, what Rav Papa is saying is that there's a different Hagdara of Mefarek. But Rav Ashi is saying, no, Ein Derech Bekach. And this Ein Derech doesn't mean it's Sholeik Nidarko and therefore should be Osir Midrabanan. Ein Derech means it's not the Tzuras HaMalacha at all. The Tzuras HaMalacha is only when it's encapsulated. If it's attached, but not encapsulated, that's not the Tzuras HaMalacha according to Rav Ashi. So that's Mevayer Met Ramah, and that's Mevayer also the Heter for eating grapes on Shabbos. Because it's not L'malacha Ki Hu Zeh, because it's attached, but not encapsulated. Now, in Canaan HaNevarim, we would have a split between eating grapes on Shabbos and eating peanuts on Shabbos. Am I allowed to remove my shells from the peanuts right before I eat the peanut? According to this Hesber, the answer is grapes, yes, because it's attached, not encapsulated. Peanuts! No, siree. I gave you a wrong marabachim on the source sheet. I sent you to Shevet HaLevi, Chelak Aleph Siman Pei Vav. It should be Chelak Aleph Siman Pei Aleph. Right? In the Shevet HaLevi, he basically says, yeah, I have a chumrah not to eat peanuts on Shabbos. Maybe they'll be peanuts, right? I have a chumrah not to. Yesh La'ayim, by the way, if we hold that it's based on Rove, are the Rove peanuts in America, are they shelled in the field? Are they shelled? My guess is that Rove peanuts in America don't come to the table as peanuts. Rove peanuts are probably used to make peanut butter. How many peanuts do they sell in the store? The peanuts in the shell. Not as many as...
So, you can say that for Ein Derech Tlisha Mekach,
and this is what I was hinting at a minute ago. I think Ein Derech Tlisha Mekach has to be the way Rashi learns that I'm throwing in, and that's not the normal way to be toilet. Or alternatively, if you would have like Tosis as Rashi, it could be that the Ein Derech Mekach is saying that it's not the normal way to do this in one motion. Usually the malacha happens in two stages. You take it off, and then you take the dates off of the branches. But to do it in one motion, that it comes off, that might not be derech. I'm not sure. Right? That's a very good kasha on Rabbi Wallach's pshat.
So what is Rav Papa So
Rav Papa is saying that there's a different hagdara of the malach of dash. Dash is not only when it's encapsulated. There's a second type of dash when it's attached. Let's turn the Rambam together. Rambam Perek Aleph of Shabbos Halacha Ches. Listen to this Rambam. Kol ha-miskavin lasos melacha v'nasas lo melacha acheres shelo niskavin la pater aleha. If I intend to do melacha A and I end up doing a different melacha which I didn't intend to do, zok the Rambam on pater. Why? L'chi shelo nasis mechshavto, because I didn't do what I intended on doing. Ketzad. Zarak even o chetz b'chaveiro o b'behema kedei lahargan. I intend to kill somebody, so I shoot an arrow, or I throw a stone at the person, or I throw a stone at a behema to try to kill it. V'halach v'okar ilon b'halichasai v'loi harag hareza pater. And then I uproot a tree, right? I throw a stone, and I end up uprooting a tree, zok the Rambam on pater, because lo na'aseis machshavto. No? Correctly, Sefer Minchas Ariel. Does this mean that the Rambam is not paskening like Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi would say, "I'm putter because I did it al yidei zarika." And if I did it al yidei zarika, that's not the derech of toilish, right? Toilish is oibiyad obikli. The Rambam is saying the only reason I'm putter is because what? Is because lo niskaving l'kach. The only reason I'm putter is because I didn't have kavana for it. Why do I have to say I'm putter because I didn't have kavana? Take away that I'm putter because I didn't do the normal malacha. Because it is ein derech tlisha b'kach, like Rav Ashi says. So the Minchas Ariel comes and he says, you know what? You see from the Rambam that the Rambam is passing like Rav Papa, not like Rav Ashi. That's what he has in his sefer. The Rambam is passing like Rav Papa, not Rav Ashi. However, according to Rabbi Willig's explanation of Rav Ashi, I think the Rambam is passing like Rav Ashi also, no? Rabbi Willig's explanation of Rav Ashi is that when Rav Ashi said, Ein derech tlisha b'kach, what did he mean? That there's no violation, Ein derech tlisha b'kach, Ein derech pir b'kach. Rabbi Willig says, oh, Rabbi... One second, let me just think this through. Now, the chayra, what I'm saying is not true. Because, Rabbi Willig, the way we're understanding is only explaining Ein Derech Prika B'Kach. He's not explaining Ein Derech Tlisha B'Kach. So, what I plan on saying is not correct. Okay. Right? In other words, or the kasha is still a good kasha. What emerges is the Rambam is saying I'm going to be chayiv even though I did it derech throwing, and derech throwing should not be the malacha of tolesh. It's not the normal way to do tolesh the way what we see in our Gemara. Yet for the Rambam, only putter because of lo niskayim machshavto. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. Okay. Very good.
Well, how can Pope understand the issue of Tanisha by throwing the clump of dirt? Is there an argument that that's a derech of Tanisha?
Maybe. I don't know. I think, again, I'm not an expert on the way dates come off, but I think sometimes these things are very high up. How do you get them down?
If I wanted to throw a ball at the tree and knock down a fruit... Yeah, certainly not.
I mean, correct, but I could hear that perhaps by dates it is more of the derech. I'm not sure. Or he would say, I don't know. The Rabbi Nuchanan writes that we pass him like Rav Ashi, not like Rav Papa. The impression that you get from this Rambam is that we pass like Rav Papa, not like Rav Ashi. Okay, Chevra, we have to work on this more, but thank you for listening. You should have a good day. We should have a mincha.